So Jacob says, I'm not in the place of God. I can't open your womb. Only God can do that. Let's just leave it with him. So here's what she says in verse 3. Behold my maid Bilhah. Go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. Okay. And by the way, here's just an aside, okay? I read about some stupid, like, feminist science fiction book called The Handmaiden's Tale. Who knows what I'm talking about? I've never read the book, but I read about the book. And I think it spawned some movies and TV series or something. But whoever wrote this book is a complete idiot, as far as I'm concerned. Because, first of all, it's some feminist trash or whatever. But they're a complete idiot because they interpreted this verse that somehow, like, it's some kind of that they're having intercourse with that other woman there. Folks, that's bizarre. That's not what the Bible's saying. You know, that came from just an idiot's mind who's not saved, so they can't understand the Bible. You know, any idiot can read this verse right here, okay? And it says that she may bear upon my knees. Bear means give birth. Any questions? So she's not conceiving on this other woman's. It's like, what kind of an idiot? Anyway, that was for free. That has nothing to do with the sermon. But what kind of an idiot reads this verse and thinks that's involved? Give me a break. Obviously, what it's saying is that when she gives birth, she's going to give birth and Rachel's going to be there to receive the baby. And it's going to be sort of like she's going to be kind of the godmother of this baby, or kind of it's going to be like her baby, like a surrogacy type of a mentality. It really has nothing to do with the intercourse that produces the child or the conception. I think that came from a perverted mind, okay? So I'm just, and look, you say, why bring that? I'm just throwing that out there because I know that that's a thing in our culture. That book is out there. That TV show is out there. That movie is out there. I don't know if it's a movie or not, but that stuff is out there. I just want to make sure that nobody gets influenced by that and gets confused by the story here. There's really nothing confusing about the story. I hope everybody's clear.